AM 1300 KGLO.
It is time now to talk a little basketball on AM 1300 KGLO and KGLOAM.com. And we get a chance to talk with Mark Mole, the head men's basketball coach at North Iowa Area Community College. And the reason I wanted to have Mark on the air with us and live on KGLO is to talk about not just basketball and his team, which we will certainly do, I know, but to talk about an event that is coming up this weekend, which is the Region 11 tournament at NIAC. So, Mark, good morning. Great to have you on board with us.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Now, for those people that don't understand, the Region 11 tournament is, in essence, the state tournament for the two-year schools, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's even more than that. It's the, I think when you look at the leagues at our level in the nation, I think there's little doubt anywhere that our league is the toughest league in the nation. At the NJCAA Division II level, our league has won the national title 4 out of the last 5 years. Last year with COVID, we got 2 invites instead of 1 because some teams dropped out. And DMAC ended up winning it, and Iowa Lakes ended up 3rd. And, you know, the reason for that is they met in the semifinals. They could have easily met in the finals. But, you know, I think every year there's 4 to 5 teams in our league that could go to the national tournament and do very, very well. And so, you know, just having the opportunity, we've had to fight like crazy to get this thing at one site over the years. And yeah, it just makes it better for the 4-year coaches getting out and recruiting these young men. And so we're excited about it. It's the first time it's happened in, you know, 20-some years. And you know, we're just excited to have this many good basketball teams on campus and 3 days of great basketball.
Yeah, I was talking to Tom McDonald, the head of the league, here recently while broadcasting a NIAC game. And I remember when it was at one site, and I remember those days. And I remember those days fondly, the idea that you can go to a site and see game after game after game of some of the highest caliber of basketball at the college level for freshmen and sophomores in college that you're going to find anywhere, and be able to see multiple teams, multiple games. And while looking in the stands, you might spot a 4-year coach or two there to scout as well.
Yeah. You know, I when I played at Kirkwood back in the mid-'80s, you know, I didn't have a lot going on recruiting-wise. And, you know, we went to Iowa Central for the tournament that year. And Burlington was always really good, and that's who we drew the first round and had a decent game and increased my offers by quite a bit. And, you know, I guess that's our – there's you know, we fought to get this back like this because it's all about the kids and getting them on to the next level. And, you know, I think this is obviously the best way to do it. And so we kind of satisfied both opinions on it. We got we got the quarters and the semis at one spot, and then the finals will still be hosted by the higher seed of the two left. So I think it's good for everybody. I think it's good for the basketball, and I think it's good for our league.
And so, so Coach, have you heard? We're talking about the 4-year schools. Have you heard from any of the 4-year schools that might be coming in this week?
Well, you know, I haven't yet, but you know, I just think it's you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's 20, 30 4-year coaches, maybe more than that. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity to see some of the best basketball at our level and to, you know, these 4-year schools, you know, these young men that come out of junior colleges, you know, the 4-year schools that recruit them. They're looking for them to come in and contribute right away. And, you know, obviously when you look for those kind of kids, you probably start with the good schools and the good leagues. And so I would anticipate quite a few coaches here and just a good opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, I know I, for one, just as a broadcaster, but sitting on the sidelines watching, I've always said that if you could play junior college basketball, you can play basketball beyond these 2 years someplace else, whatever level that might be at. But you've got a lot of high-quality kids in this league.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, we're not going to send, our league's not going to send a lot of guys on Power 5 or anything like that. But as far as, like, that low to mid D1, high D2, NAI, you know, it gives them an opportunity to go on and play for 4 years. And, you know, we've had a number of young men over the years in our league and at NIAC that have also went on and, and played professionally overseas for a few years. So it's really good basketball. I'm not sure everybody always understands the caliber of basketball in our league, but it's well respected nationally. I know that.
Well, talk about how this process works. Then you actually have a play-in game, don't you, this year?
Yeah, so Friday night at 7 will be the play-in game, the 8 versus 9 seed. And the thing about our league is normally you say, well, gosh, that team's got to turn around. Whoever wins that and plays the number 1 seed, and that's going to be a tough deal. But, you know, obviously the top 4 teams are the top 4 teams. They've earned that, and, you know, they're going to be tough to beat. But, you know, I think also that the teams after that, have kind of all given those top 4 teams some problems at times. And so, you know, it's kind of anybody can win, and makes the tournament pretty exciting. And, you know, there might be some upsets, there might not, but certainly wouldn't be surprised if there's some lower seeds winning.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, that's a 4-game day on Saturday. Talk about how that process is going to work.
Yeah, so we got games at 1, 3, 5, and 7, the quarters. The 1 o'clock game will be the 2 versus the 7. 3 will be 3-6. 5 will be the 1 versus 8-9 winner. And then the 4-5 will play at 7 o'clock. So it's a full day of basketball. It'll be good day for that. And, you know, I just think it's going to be quality basketball. And, you know, I can remember when I first got out of college driving up to NIAC one year, taking a day off work just to watch the quarterfinals of this league, and it never disappoints. It's always good basketball. There's great players in our league, and we're looking forward to it.
You got the semis then on Sunday too, which for anybody that's ever watched your conference or your league or region play, you get down to the final 4 teams. I mean, you talk about playing tough basketball. That'll really be intense.
Yeah, you know. I just went through our schedule the other day, and, you know, we're going to end up playing 30 games, and 19 of them are against teams that have been in the top 20 nationally this year or receiving votes, which basically means the top 25. So, you know, a little over 60% of our games are against teams that are in the top 25 nationally. And, it's not uncommon. We played in the regional championship game 3 years ago. Got beat by Kirkwood, and then they went on and won the national title pretty easy. Played in it 2 years ago against DMAC. They beat us by 2. That was the COVID year, but certainly felt like they had a great chance to win it. And it's typical this time of year to have 4 or 5 teams ranked in the top 15. This year, I'm not sure we have quite that many. I think we have 4 ranked teams, but everybody beats each other up during the season, so our records don't indicate how good our basketball teams are. But, you know, certainly, the top 4 teams are very, very good, and quite honestly, I feel like the top 9, all 9, are very, very good teams.
Yeah, and from a bracket standpoint right now, it's pretty much already set. You know who you're going to play, don't you?
Yeah, I believe we're going to open with Iowa Western on Saturday at 7 in that 4-5 game. If we played them twice, they beat us twice. First time out there was, quite honestly, not very competitive. They had us down big at half. Second time here, close game, could have went either way. They made a couple nice plays down the stretch, and they got a great guard court. They got a couple guys that transferred from D1s in, and they're really good in the backcourt. Kind of reminds me a little bit of our team from 3 years ago with 3 outstanding guards. And, they do a good job with their bigs. And so, yeah, it's a tough opponent, but, you can put them in a hat, and whoever you draw out, you're going to say, well, that's a tough opponent. That's a quality team we're playing. But certainly Iowa Western's a good team. But we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know. I did that last game, too, when you played against Iowa Western and broadcast it. And, boy, the difference between the two teams really wasn't very much that day.
No, they had speaking of their guards, they had a young man, I believe, that dropped 31 on us. And, we did not do a very good job defending him, obviously, when somebody can score 31 on you. So that'd be a concern, guarding them in the half court. I think it should be a great game. It could go either way, and certainly playing on your home floor, I hope, doesn't hurt. So,
I got to ask you, too, Mark, while I've got you, and I know we're really excited about this Region 11 tournament being in Mason City. Before we talk about your team specifically, what do you think this means for the community of Mason City? I mean, obviously we're going to see fans coming into town. I would guess restaurants are going to get a little busier and the motels will have more people staying in them, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. I mean, I just think, again, it's I'm not sure people in the this area understand, you know, the quality of basketball that's going to be played this weekend. And you're going to see a lot of kids go on and play full ride somewhere, NAI, D2, D1. But, yeah, there should, you know, a lot of these teams that are coming here will follow their teams very well. And, you know, I can remember coming up here, like I said, to watch NIAC hosted. It seemed like back then NIAC hosted or Iowa Central hosted it. And, you know, tons of people coming to the games and supporting their team and, you know, tons of coaches coming. And so it's a good opportunity to kind of network with people and coaches and stuff like that. And obviously I think it's good for our community. And, you know, we better enjoy it because I think this is another 8 years at least before we get this back. So we fought like crazy to get it back, the coaches in the league, and so I hope it's something that can carry on for years to come. But certainly this will be the first time and the only time in the next 8 years that we'll be hosting it.
Well, it's, you know, something that obviously Nye can be real proud of, the campus and the setting and how it'll all work and everything. It's a great, great facility. Talk about your team a little bit right now, too. And I know you and I were visiting before going on the air. You've got a point guard that you had to kind of sit back and hold your breath on now for the last several weeks. He's been out, but can you sneak him back in a little bit? How's he doing? Tell us the story.
Yeah, well, we got off to a great start, excuse me, in league play. I think we were 5-3, and, you know, Cortavious Steele's done a great job for us. Played at two high-quality programs. He played at North Scott High School, which is one of the powers in the state for 4A basketball, and just a tremendous program. And then, you know, he played a year at Kirkwood, and obviously a tremendous program there. And so he's done a heck of a job for us. Losing him to an injury, you know, that certainly didn't help us, but it allowed us to get some, you know, playing opportunity for some other guards. But he's slowly working his way back into it. And, you know, we're hopefully to use him a few minutes tonight and hopefully certainly more on Saturday. You know, I think he changes our team a lot. I just feel like the point guard spot's the most important spot in basketball. And certainly the way we play with pressing and running and that type of stuff, you know, point guards come into play. So we feel like we have some good depth in the point guard spot in the guard court. But certainly getting Cortavious back would be a huge boost for us.
I got to have you talk a little bit, too, about some of the local kids. And you've got some local guys from North Iowa on your basketball team that have been impact players for you this year.
Yeah, you know, Bradley Andrews from Charles City and Jeffrey Scogan from Mason City have had two great years for us. You know, just like all of our guys, they're just tremendous young men and a joy to be around and very good academically and, you know, total team players. And so, you know, they've had two great years for us, and just outstanding individuals. And, you know, that's kind of the bad thing about the level we coach is you have these kids for 2 years, and then they're off to something more, bigger and better. But certainly, you know, the 2 years they're with us been two outstanding years for us, and those two young men have done a great job for us contributing on the basketball court, in the classroom, and off the court.
Yeah, you and I were laughing just the other day. Can you believe Scogan is your leading rebounder?
Yeah, well, you know, that I tell our guys, you know, back in the old days, you know, Charles Barkley, Dennis Rodman, they used to lead the NBA in rebounding every year. And, you know, I don't know what Barkley is, 6'4", 6'5", and Rodman 6'7". And, you know, if you got a will to go get the basketball and a passion to go get the basketball and rebound out of your area, you can do those things. And, you know, Jeffrey, especially like the last 10 games, I think he's averaging right at 7 or 8 rebounds a game. And, excuse me, certainly not the tallest young man on our team, but he does the best job at going and getting the basketball. And, you know, he plays so hard and you know, just done a great job for us.
Leave you with one final thought. Maybe you can help me on this one now. For those people that are coming out to watch, what's the over-under on on dunks this weekend, Friday night through Sunday night, with all of the games combined. I'm guessing we're probably going to see a few thunderous dunks in this this weekend tournament.
Yeah, you know, there'll be quite a few, I think. You know, hopefully from a coaching perspective, hopefully none of us want to get dunked on. But, you know, there's just really good athletes. And you know, there's not going to be, you know, 7-footers, 6'11 guys, 6'10 guys at the junior college level. Those guys are usually going to D1 junior colleges. But just athletic players all over the floor and just great players. And, you know, there'll be some dunks. There'll be, you know, there's some guys in our league that can really, really shoot it. It should just be quality basketball, and I think there's 7 games, if my math is right, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and, you know, seven quality games and 7 games that, you know, we're lucky to have at our home place.
Could be a lot of fun. I can't wait to broadcast the NIAC Trojans, and let's see if we can add even another game at the end of this tournament and keep you playing, Coach.
Oh, that'd be great. It's going to be tough, but, you know, that's what you play for. There's only one team to get to go to the national tournament, and it doesn't really matter what you do during the regular season. So whoever can win 3, or if a play-in game winner comes out of that, whoever can win 4, you get to go to the national tournament, and everybody sits home. So we're hoping it's us.
Mark Mohl, I appreciate you taking time to visit with us, and I hope our listeners get a chance to get out to NIAC this weekend and enjoy the Region 11 tournament, some great quality basketball. Thanks again, Mark. Good luck, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Thank you much. Take care.
You bet.
Bye.
It's Mark Mohl, the men's basketball coach at North Iowa Area Community College, and, again, the Region 11 D2 basketball tournament this weekend. Friday night play-in game. There will be 4 games played there on Saturday and the 2 semifinal games Sunday at North Iowa Area Community College, NIAC, in Mason City. AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming.